one day we're just, as we're planning out producing this video that we were going to make, we're like, you know who would be cool to have on this channel? How about Yes Theory? And then I was like, okay, well then from like a logistical perspective, how do you actually make that happen? Right then and there, we dropped everything that evening and we just tackled it from all angles.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. So excited to be here in Santa Monica interviewing a channel that I discovered through my favorite vlogger, Cody Warner. Shout out. Make sure you listen to that episode if you haven't listened yet. Welcome,
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
By the way, Cody Warner is one of our favorite people on this earth. So.
We love him so much.
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, so break it down for me. What is Method Box? And go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I'm Nathan.
I'm Jonathan. We're brothers.
We are. We're based in the Valley of California. So I came out here about a year ago from Chicago to pursue this YouTube career that I've always dreamt of doing. And I came out to live with my brother, Jonathan. He's been out here for 10 years now. And so we kind of reunited and joined forces to create this channel called Method Box.
So he had the seed for YouTube and I went to film school, did that whole thing. I've been out here about, like you said, almost 10 years and I've been doing a lot of music videos and directing. I'm really like storytelling based, filmmaking based. So by our powers combined, we created Method Box.
Love it. And what is your dream for Method Box? What's the vision?
Oh, geez. Well, we'll try to keep it a little pithy for you, but it's kind of three stages. The first stage is we want to experience the heights of a YouTube channel. We want to basically have a large following that supports us as we support them and kind of be like a Hot Ones. Are you familiar with Hot Ones?
No.
Hot Ones is this channel where this host has like celebrities on and they over experiencing hot wings.
Right.
They kind of
know Hot Ones. Casey Neistat was on that.
Yeah. So we basically want to be able to do that where we can just interview whomever we want and even go on location, go to some festivals, maybe hang out with like Diplo, for example, behind the scenes, it's like Coachella or something. We want to be able to do that and feel really good about our channel while also being a production company. And then from that, we go to stage two.
Phase two consists of, like he said, turning the YouTube channel into a production company, but not only that, but making it into a physical space that people can come and work. So like a co-working space where we have equipment that people can use if they want to do a podcast like this, if they want to use a set to film some of their stuff, they have access to computers where they can edit their work. Yeah. There's like maybe like a music studio for someone that wants to make some music. Any kind of creative medium that you want to go through, you can just come and do it there and like be able to rent equipment. So that's phase two.
You mentioned Casey Neistat. He's got a similar idea, the 368. Yeah. We want to do something very similar. We want ours to be 24 hours because we know what it's like to be a content creator. You're working till the wee hours.
Mm-hmm.
Stage three would basically be an amplified version of that where
we're
on some like busy boulevard and it's like full on company.
So Method Box isn't just a YouTube channel. You're trying to grow a whole resource for the video industry.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Eventually, we want to get to the point where we can also have people teaching classes as part of that production company, that brand that we're building. People can come in and learn like how to effectively market your work, how to reach out, how to network. There's classes that can be taught for people to learn that kind of important things.
So you guys know, I know you always expect that there's tech on every single episode, and this has kind of been the like YouTube week, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk about getting into a lot of you may not know that I had one of the largest channels on YouTube when YouTube was new. And so I really got into the YouTube world back with the iJustine and Philly D days. Right.
Wow.
And so I wanted to kind of revisit what is it to build a YouTube channel now? Like, what is that journey like? I came across this YouTuber through Cody Warner, who has been vlogging for a year, amazing quality content, and still only has 500 subscribers, and it broke my heart.
Mm. Yeah,
is it possible to grow a channel now? Like, what are you, obviously you guys are getting into it because you do want the subs? Like, what's it look like now? What's the landscape?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned landscape because that's one of the things that's ever changing is that landscape. We have an idea of what we want to do. And then as far as rolling out like X amount of episodes and then something happens, we're very topical based as well as the storytelling and all that. So if there's an opportunity that presents itself, we have to be ready to go and jump on it.
Yeah.
But specifically on like succeeding.
Yeah, succeeding, it takes a lot of market research. You definitely got to be able to know the right communities to share your work to.
Yeah.
For example, when you're small, it's hard to get recommended by YouTube. So a lot of the things that we do consist of like sharing it on Reddit, sharing it on Discord, which is like a community of people that can come and like support a creator. It's like a giant chat room for a creator that they create and that people with like-minded interests and hobbies can join and just talk to each other. So it's really just finding those groups of people that are actually interested in your work and just exposing it to them. And then they'll like share it. People will like that. And then they'll come. And like he said, making topical content that people can find that's relevant to pop culture is another big one.
And I saw that you guys somehow connected with Yes Theory, which is an amazing channel about seeking discomfort.
Yeah.
How were you able to form that connection? I mean, connecting with a huge, you know, YouTube channel like Yes Theory is a big deal. How are you able to form that relationship?
Yeah, well, so a big part of our channel is being entrepreneurial based. That's actually what the through line is through all of our episodes. And which is why we found you and we love you.
Thank you.
Your spirit.
You guys, just to be on the real, like we had the most awkward interview for the past hour. And I'm like, can we just do the podcast? Because like I could be game on the podcast.
What
do you do when you come across challenges like that? How we just had this interview. We've just like met each other. It was like really bizarre.
Yeah.
What do you learn from that? As an entrepreneur and as a filmmaker?
So, mostly as just a creator, it comes with the territory, right? Yeah. When you're somebody who is constant, and this is the beauty of YouTube forces you out of your room and into the world, making new friends, meeting new people and into different communities. I think that kind of just comes with the territory. Sometimes when you put yourself in these situations, it's not always going to work out the way you think it's going to work out, or you just have to be able, again, adaptivity is the key. You have to be ready to just roll with it and kind of just take
it. How did you guys feel on the inside when it was like a little awkward? Did you feel discouraged or did you feel like, how do we turn this around?
For me personally, I don't like to start editing as it's happening. I like to just be in the moment and then we'll take a look at the footage later and see what it wants to be because it wants to be something.
Yeah.
So I guess for me, I wasn't so much discouraged in that moment as I was just like, it's going to be interesting to see what this wants to be.
Me and Jonathan, he's like my film teacher because he went to film school and like we feel like the best way to learn the whole filmmaking process and storytelling is just through experience.
Yeah.
So my philosophy is the same as his.
Yeah.
And my ADD got the best of me. Yes Theory, we can't miss that. How did you form that relationship?
Really, all it is just, without trying to sound like cliche and cheesy, it's just you got to be persistent. You got to, like, if you have a goal and then you want to reach it, you just got to do whatever it takes to get that goal. And then people will recognize that drive and that consistency.
Yeah,
and
so started with the theme of we had to show Cody a good time and we wanted it to be the theme of the content we were creating to be fear-based as far as like tackling your own fears. Right. And we're like, one day we're planning out producing this video that we were going to make, we're like, you know who would be cool to have on this channel? How about Yes Theory? Then I was like, okay, well then from like a logistical perspective, how do you actually make that happen?
Yeah.
How do you stand out? So right then and there, we dropped everything that evening and we just made a pitch video.
Yeah.
We produced it, chopped it up, sent it to them. And then we just tackled it from all angles until Amar said yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Because I was so excited about Cody being in town too. I reached out and posted on the Yes Theory Facebook group and reached out to them on Twitter and I didn't hear anything, crickets. So when I saw like that it worked out, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, like I said, it's all about persistence. We had to tag him from all angles multiple times.
Yeah.
And then finally Amar's like, text me. And then
might answer the greater question you had before that, which was the bigger scope question, which was, how do you succeed today in YouTube? How do you stand out? It's like little things like that. You know, you just gotta show
building
up.
Blocks.
You just gotta show up to use a very esprit.
You just gotta show up. It's so true. I do feel that. You just have to show up. That's like the biggest, that's the hardest part most people don't do. Cool beans. What's something that you want to leave with us? What's a resource that you guys have accessed in the community that has really helped accelerate you forward?
Well, okay. What I was going to say was that being able to find a community that you can support, but can also support you, that's so important. Because they keep you motivated to keep creating work. And they're the ones that you can like communicate with on Twitter. They're going to help you grow. And like you're going to help them grow. Yeah. So like if you can just help each other out, it's a win-win situation. So I think leveraging community is a great way to actually grow fast.
Not just your community, but I mean, part of what gets me up in the morning are these collabs. Yeah. You know, like this is the week of Esprit for us, you know, and it's just like that's like, I mean, last week we made a different friend and the week before that was a different friend. And so for me, that's what's kind of cool is that you're just really delving into a whole other world and getting to know someone on an intimate level. And they're also creators. So they understand the process and it's just cool to connect like that and be in that whole space.
Speaking of collabs. So we have another YouTube channel. We are the dads sitting here waiting for their interview. And I thought, because I like to do everything not by the book, it would be fun to collaborate at the end of right now. Have you guys jump on one of the mics and you guys be on the other mic?
Yeah, sure.
And like, let's just have a little kumbaya conversation for a second before we get into your interview. And then we'll wrap up. You guys listening are okay with that, right? I don't know if you guys have heard of We Are the Dads. They're a new channel. I just met these guys last night and I thought they were the coolest. They seem so professional. So go ahead and tell us like for a second, just what's We Are the Dads?
So We Are the Dads are a new collab channel on YouTube. And I feel like the collab channels used to be like an era back in like 2010-ish. And then they kind of died off. And now they're kind of coming back now.
Yeah.
So we've there's four of us and we all cross promote on different platforms that we have. And then we started a YouTube channel and then we just targeted all of our existing fans from everywhere else that we have to that channel.
Yeah.
So now everyone who followed us individually now knows us as like a group, which is really cool. And
You guys resonate with anything that the guys from Method Box were saying about how to grow a channel in relation to the building blocks and like just hustling? Have you guys had to do the same kind of thing to get attention?
I guess just being like persistent in what they were saying.
Yeah.
And just like if you have a goal, try to achieve it no matter like what it takes.
Yeah.
So like we just recently hit 10K and we were just
congratulations.
Like,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah. In 1 month. So just like posting consistently every other day. And always just being supportive of our fans because our fans are always supporting us.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So.
And you guys are approaching it from different methods. Yeah. You're looking at it more like a production resource for the future. You're looking at yours as like a collab network, like a collective network.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get into their interview, you guys, because they all live in the same house together. Yeah. So like we'll dive into that.
Yeah.
But what I want to kind of fuse the conversation together between the two of you. That's why I wanted to bring you on this episode. So the core of what I understand about YouTube is collaboration. And so this is collaboration. So can you, all four of you, educate us listening on how do you form collabs? What do you talk about? What questions? What do you both look for? Like, let's talk collabs for a second.
Well, first off, you have to find, in our case, it's two channels. And you have to find something that is a through line between both channels. Something that you, like, this is going to be a good fit for whatever it is. And then what I find really cool about collaborating is that both channels will take a different perspective on the same thing. So it's like, let's meet and let's do this.
Yeah.
And this is your window into this world. And this is our window into that world. So I think it's about being on the same page of this is our through line. This is what we both want to get out of this experience. And then just kind of trusting the other channel to be like, I can't wait to see your perspective on it.
And like, how would you reach out to one another if you weren't in here right now? Like,
I don't know. I guess like sliding to the DMs is like always a way to go.
On Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. I mean, any platform, there's usually some source of direct message or just even email works too as well.
But I mean, a lot of times, don't we just not respond or not look at our DMs or like what creates something that would make both of you, because I know it's totally different things, want to respond?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is seeing potential in the other person or whoever reaches out.
We agree.
Or if you're the person reaching out, you know your own potential or knowing what you can offer.
Yeah.
So it's like once the conversation gets started, I know that I can keep it going and like win the person over. But it's just like that initial, they just need to respond in order to.
Totally. Yeah, it's the same with us. We think part of the reason why we've gotten the collaborations that we've gotten so far is ultimately at the end of the day, if someone hears you out and says, okay, let me go see what you're about, they have to like what they see. And like you said, potential, they have to see the potential there and like say, yes, I'm going to invest in that.
Yeah.
And I want to be around that.
I mean, we were talking about Cody Warner. He went from 3,000 subs to 40,000 in 1 month just by collaborating with Peter McKinnon. Like collaborations were when YouTube started and still are the biggest way to grow a channel. And I love that we're going to get more into that. And, you know, when we do your interview with We Are the Dads, like that you guys are legit living together in order to all collab at all times. Yeah. Well, cool. Thank you guys. Okay.
Thank you.
No, you guys have to stay. Okay, so what would you like to leave us with? Where can they find you? Where can they stalk you? Yeah. All the good stuff.
On YouTube, we're youtube.com/methodbox. Instagram, just at methodbox. And on Twitter, methodboxyt.
YT? Oh, YouTube. Yeah. Got it.
Yes.
And how often do you post?
About once a week.
Once to twice a week.
Once to twice a week, exactly.
And what can people expect from the content?
We like to say we make short films, which is takes a toll on us, but much to our sleep schedule. We make short films that are really entrepreneurial based, but we like to throw the cinema at you. We like to present, like we said, these collaborations, a character who can provide some kind of insight into the entrepreneurial world. And a lot of times we like to play investigative journalists and we'll take, we like to say like a philosophical thought and then just delve into that for that episode, which can get really cool and can get kind of weird sometimes.
Yeah. We also like to keep an eye on like the whole social media and pop culture space, making relevant content in regards to that. We find it very fascinating, everything that's happening in the world. So making topical things on that is also something we find.
Now, do you have the YouTube space on your radar at all? Is something that you'd like to utilize in the future?
Like the actual physical
YouTube Playa del Rey?
I think you have to be at a certain subscriber count in order to use
it. But is it on your target list of something that you?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah. Honestly, though, we're always on the go. That's part of the fun of it, is being on location somewhere. And you're like, today we're in your office, you know, and like that's the setting is part of the character of the story. We're all about storytelling. So it's like, that's what we're all about. But yeah, of course, if we have a resource that we could use, that'd be cool. Sure.
That's rad. Cool. Well, you guys watch the Method Box channel. I'm so into it. So grateful to Cody Warner for connecting us. I would have not have discovered these guys without it. Thank you so much for being a part of my FreshBooks Beach week.
Thank you for hanging out
with me all day today. Like, this is.
And thank you for inviting us out. We got to hang out with Esprit all week, and it's been quite the pleasure getting to know you.
No, it's cool. I can't wait to see what you guys do with your channel. You guys, if you want to connect with more extraordinary people, specifically in the tech world, remember you could go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. Make sure to say hello on social at wearelatech on all the channels, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I will talk to you guys. See you guys here, guys, in the next episode. Bye.
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 We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/WeAreLAtech. Thank you. We appreciate you.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Nathan.
We're brothers based out of the Valley, California. We have a channel on YouTube called Method Box.
You're listening to We Are LA Tech.